Yes, I can confirm that we are investigating a matter that has reached our office against a cabinet minister, particularly the Minister of Youth and Sport. So we have a matter which we are investigating, and it is about a number of adverts that were aired or published in two daily papers here, congratulating him on his achievements for attaining some degree certification from a local university. And the allegations are that he directed the ministry to pay for those adverts or to have those adverts issued. So we have those allegations and we have instituted investigations.
Was this a tip-off to begin the investigation, or this was an official request from the government itself to begin the investigation?
I'm not too sure of the genesis of the investigations, but I believe it could have come as a tip-off to the ACC.
Since the investigation began, what has been the reaction of Zambians?
We announced just yesterday about this investigation going on. And we've got the Transparency International Zambia issuing statement. And well, there's been wide publicity about the matter. And we're yet to see how the reaction comes through. But we anticipate that there will be some reaction.
You've heard some Zambia politicians saying that the investigation will not go anywhere and this is just a publicity stunt, among other issues. What is the stance of the Anti-Corruption Commission?
Let me just assure you that and reaffirm to you that the Commission has always worked tirelessly and professionally against any issue of corruption that is brought to its attention or which it comes across. And we have thoroughly and professionally addressed those issues to their logical conclusion. And we will continue doing so. Probably just to add that you know, some of the cases on corruption are, in most cases, very complicated and take a little bit of time. And the public are sometimes not patient to see them come through, but they would want to judge and quickly make conclusions. But as a commission and as a professional institution, we always make sure that we don't leave any stone unturned. We thoroughly go through all the matters so that we come to a conclusion that either tells us that we are going to court or there's nothing at all. And that is our basis and that's our focus. So we do not rush into anything, but we will always thoroughly investigate cases that come to our attention.
Once the investigation is done, what happens next in this particular instance that you are investigating the Minister of Youth and Sports?
Well, any investigation, we will always want to find out whether those allegations that have come to our attention have any evidence or have any truth or iota of truth in them to warrant prosecution. Because it is our interest to establish whether those allegations actually have any substance in them. And so soon after establishing if there's any evidence to support those allegations, we then proceed to get consent to prosecute and then we go to court. But if there's nothing, then the person who's given us such information is informed of the outcome of our investigation. And that's how cases get to close.